With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal-Sachs. It's been 3 weeks since a segment of Highway 1 near the Rocky Creek Bridge in Big Sur fell into the ocean. With crews making progress on temporary repairs, the reopening of Big Sur is in sight. For now, twice-daily convoys at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. are continuing, but Caltrans Public Information Officer Kevin Drabinski estimates unrestricted access will be restored by Memorial Day.
We believe that we would have one-way signalized traffic control in place by May 27th. That's going to be an important milestone because it will eliminate the need for convoys and allow 24/7 access through the repair site.
While Caltrans works to stabilize the edge of the roadway, most of Big Sur is still off-limits to the public. All state parks in the area are expected to remain closed until Caltrans gets a traffic signal up and running, and many employees of local businesses have seen their hours slashed. Kurt Gaffel is the general manager of the restaurant Nepenthe.
You know, the lion's share, 75% of our staff that are hourly are either tremendously reduced hours or we just haven't been able to offer them anything.
Gaffel has spent most of his life in Big Sur, so temporary closures are nothing new. But he says he was expecting this repair to happen more quickly.
It came as quite a surprise and a very unexpected one on Friday when we were told it was going to be towards the end of May.
Gaffel is hopeful that Caltrans will be able to stabilize the edge of the road before Memorial Day. But this isn't the only road repair Caltrans is dealing with. In addition to Rocky Creek, there are three slides blocking access further south. Elena Neal-Sachs, KAZU News.